plan. One is item 27 that adopts new and amended supporting documents, and the other is item 28, which is the comprehensive plan itself, which is, I think, where most people signed up to speak, and the item that we will take first. Regarding those who signed up at the previous hearing last week at SEI, we've reserved testimony for you in the order in which you were signed up before, so hopefully most of you were able to make it back. If time allows, we'll hear testimony from others who signed up today who weren't there last week. Want to acknowledge that we've received additional written testimony that's going into the council record that each of us will have access to. Any additional electronic testimony received by the end of today's hearing will also be added, and we'll see if we don't add some time for people to be able to get further documentation in to us. As we did the other night, we're going to limit testimony to 2 minutes per person just to make sure, again, we try to hear from everyone. Obviously, it's helpful to be succinct. It's also helpful to be very specific and talk about a specific recommended policy, or if you're talking about a specific site, let us know what that address is so that we've got that clarity in our record and for our follow-up. Obviously, it's also helpful if you don't repeat what other people have said. This is not a numbers game in the sense that we're trying to get all the issues and all the questions about should we zone this property this way or that way before the council. It's most important that you be specific and tell us why we should do something rather than that you have 50 people with you on the topic. This is the last of the five initial hearings dedicated to the comprehensive plan. In the next steps of the process, the council's scheduled 3 work sessions to discuss with each other and with staff the testimony we've heard and to craft amendments. Those sessions will be here on January 26th, February 2nd, and February 23rd. They're public meetings, and you're certainly welcome to attend and listen or watch via cable or web. But we won't take testimony of those hearings. They're council work sessions. We ask our staff questions. We debate potential amendments. We don't take action at those work sessions, but we do vet what changes we might make to the draft in front of us. I've asked my colleagues, and I'll hold myself to this, to identify the amendments that they're interested in at the first of those work sessions so that, again, there's plenty of time for council deliberation. Although today is the last of the initial hearings on the recommended plan, we will schedule a hearing in April, reopen the evidentiary record at that time to allow the public to comment on the council's amendments, as well as obviously on the plan as amended. So it's my hope that at that point we can make decisions on the amendments and take a final vote by the end of April. So that's the plan and schedule. Again, welcome, and thank you for your patience in that some of you signed up and were there for a long hearing last week, so we definitely look forward to hearing from you this afternoon, and we'll take up the list where we left off on item 28.